Blog Talk Radio.
Bless
you, I know that it's already getting better in your life, because this is our season, amen, for the favor of the Lord to continue to rest upon you. I'm telling you right now, God ain't bring you this far to leave you. What he is doing and where he is bringing us and where he's taking us. And we know that because of what we are enduring and because of our steadfast, and we just keep holding on, that we having the favor of the Lord is upon us. I thank God for each and every one of you once again just being so faithful tuning in, because you care more about your spiritual life. You care about your spiritual life. And that's one thing, if you're going to be a proper executor and you're going to begin to see results that is in your life, spiritual and naturally, amen. No one is not going to force you to do anything. You're going to have to be self-willed, amen. Begin to do what you need to do. I thank God for all our international listeners. I give God the praise. We thank God for each and every one of you for trusting us as your church family and as your church home, amen, and as your church leaders and pastors over here in the United States of America. We do not take it lightly, and we thank God for each and every one of you for being a part of it and just coming on and just being a part. It's always a blessing to see our international brothers and sisters, and we able to minister a word that captures your attention and wants you to begin to investigate and want to know more. Amen. It's a blessing. Especially in Norway, we thank God for you. Friends, we thank God, Australia, South Africa, we thank God for you, Germany, we thank God for you as well. We thank God and brothers and sisters in Asia, we thank God for them as well. And right here in our very own town, back door, United States of America, California, Nevada, Denver, we thank God for you all, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts, Delaware, we thank God for you all, New York, we thank God for you all, Virginia, North Carolina, we thank God, Tennessee, Florida, Alabama, Missouri, Michigan, Ohio, we thank God for all of you all. You know, it's always a blessing for you all to continue to stay with us and continue to stay dialed in, for the Spirit of the Lord to keep empowering you. You got to understand, information is your livelihood. If you're not able to retain information or gather information, you're not able or you're not going to be successful. My God, that's dealing with everything. So your information is your livelihood. So we thank God for each and every one of you for tuning on. I send a shout out to my lovely wife, and I thank God for her. And I send another shout out to the ADM family. We thank God for you all. Stand in the press, keep pressing forward, amen. And I know that God got greater things for each and every one of you. My God, I just give a blessing. Listen, we know we got our very own Mother Helen. She's going to be on tonight doing what she do, drive-by, sit down, or however, amen. And we're going to thank her. She's going to be coming on just in a few. And we send a special shout-out to our very own Pastor Smith. We thank God for him. We're going to constantly continue to pray. Hopefully, we're going to be hearing from him soon as well. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, so I'm not going to prolong the time anymore. We're going to bring on our very Mother Jackson, amen. Begin to go ahead and intercede for us in the name of our Savior. Go ahead. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Pastor Temple, also. First,
amen.
Father God, I'm to you. I'm going to say, I know how I'll give you the honor who's truly the head of my life. We thank you, my Heavenly Father, for this afternoon. Another opportunity to praise you and to lift your name up. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift every. First of all, I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson, and I give honor to Pastor Smith. I give honor to Pastor-elect Barbara Smith and their family, and to you, Pastor Temple and First Lady also, and everybody at ADM Memory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you once more, God, just thanking you. Thanking you, God, for this opportunity just to lift your name up and to praise you, because you're worthy to be praised. In the name of Jesus, God, we lift up every mother that it is today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen her, to lead her, and to guide her in a mighty way, God. We thank you for this day, God. With everything within us, God, we thank you continue to just shield in our heart and our minds, God, that we can just focus on you, God. Nobody but you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Whatever we're going through, God, let us continue to walk by faith and not by sight, knowing that you're working every situation out. When we'll thank you, you're not working it out, God. You already have worked it out. So we say thank you today, God. We thank you for our life, health, and strength, God. We thank you for the activities in our body, God, that we can go to the store and do the things that we need to do in you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we lift our family members up. God, continue to save and deliver them in the name of Jesus. Continue to shield and protect them and begin to just shake them, Lord, so they'll have an eye-opener, God, and their minds will begin to think on you, how good you have been to them down through the years. God, we thank you, Lord. Oh, God, we realize, God, if you had not been by our side and in our right, where would we be, God? Oh, God, get us in that position, God, that we won't complain, but we'll just begin to just say thank you, Lord. Get us in that position, God, that we won't think about the negative thing, what may happen, God, but we thank you for what's happening right now, and that's you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We just thank you today, God. We continue to lift our children up in the name of Jesus. The one just began to go to school, God. Continue, Lord, to let your angels shield and protect them going and coming in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray today, God, give the riders traveling mercy to and for, God. Get them there safely, God, and back in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you today, God. We thank you for your word, because your word is the most shunnable, God. Your word is true in the mighty name of Jesus. Continue to let us hold on to it, God. Sometimes our back is against the wow, God, we don't know what to do and what to say, God, but oh, when we stand still, we will see the salvation of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord. Let us have a mind of Christ in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue just to think on his word, think on the Lord's word, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We thank you for your healing power, God. God, you said by your stripes we're healed, and just it, no other way. Whatever the enemy say we can't, know that we can in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Everything that he tells you, he is the Father. God. So let us continue to hear you, God, to stand on your word in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. Oh, block it. Every thought is not like you, God, today. It has to go in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask that you have your way today, God. Have your way like never before in the mighty name of Jesus. Even when the word comes forth, God, hide it in our heart, God. Just seal it on there, God, that we'll never forget about your word, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you because you're so good, Oroboche, God. Oh, you're so good, God. You bless us with things that we don't even deserve, God. That's how good you are in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you today, God. We can't help but to say thank you. Everybody out should have a thank you in their heart. Oroboche, God, because you have brought us from a mighty long ways, God. Yet and still we complain, God. Oroboche, God. I ask that you take the complaining spirit away, God, and put in your thank you spirit in the mighty name of Jesus today, God. We thank you for your love and your kindness, God. We truly thank you, God. This truly drawed us in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, how we thank you for your love. We thank you for your peace, your joy, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord. Oroboche, God, continue to just guide us and lead us into the path of righteousness in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we realize, God, things that we go through a lot of time, they don't feel good, and it don't even seem fair. Oh, the Boshay, God, but you know what's best for us, God. We don't even know how to Boshay what's best for ourselves, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for taking care of us, God, for shielding us. You go to Boshay in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up our enemies up to you today, God. Continue to let us love them. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray today, God, let your perfect will be done, not our will. Move ourselves out the way, Moshe, God, and you come in like a flood. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you today. We thank you for victory, Moshe, victory, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Hey, glory to God. We thank you for victory, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, Lord. We look towards the hills today, which come in all our help, realizing no other help that we know nothing but the name of Jesus. Had a bullshit, not calling mama name, not calling sister brother name, but calling on the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for separating us from everything ain't like you. In the name of Jesus, edible shake, God, today I call on the name of Jesus, God, mightily, edible shake, God, and powerful in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. We thank you for the song. When we look at the song, God, we look at it, edible shake. When the wind blow against our skin, God, we can't see it, but we feel it. It's you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, even when it rain, God, that's you, edible shake, edible shake. We thank you, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, edible shake, God, how we love you, God. We're magnifying your name, God, because you're so good to us, God. We thank you for the turnaround, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we were going in the wrong direction, God. You had so much love and kindness, God, that you turned us around in the right direction, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today. We glorify your name, God. Ooh, what other God it will shake, God. It's no other God that we serve is greater than you, God. Let us continue to bow down before you, God. The devotion, God, to pray like never before, knowing that you're working every situation out. In the mighty name of Jesus, no matter what you're going through, I say today, God is working in our heart of our sinner, God. No second thought about it. He will do just what he'll do. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we cry out to you today, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, lifting the homeless people up, the ones that out on the street don't have nowhere to lay their head. Won't you think about that? You got somewhere to lay your head, so let's be grateful for that. In the mighty name of Jesus, he go to Boshaka. Somebody there, oh God, needs you right now, God. Somebody don't have a chef and no food on their table, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, just going through wondering what they're going to do, God. But I can say today, if you begin to call on Jesus, God, he'll see you through, God. In the name of Jesus, he go to Boshaka. God, I thank you. I thank you for what you've done in my life, God. Hey, glory to God. I can't help but to thank you, God, because I was in a bad shape, in a bad situation, God, but you came through for me. If you did it for me, out of old shake, God, you can do it for others. In the mighty name of Jesus, out of old shake, God, just get your mind on Jesus and nothing there. In the old shake, when you go through, God, just throw your hands up, say, I thank you, Lord. I know you're making a way for me out of nowhere. I don't know how, but I know you're going to do it anyhow. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, God. We even thank you for the words that's getting ready to come forth, God. Let us position our minds and our heart, God, in the name of Jesus, Elder Moshe, to receive your word like never before, God. Fill us up, God, till we overflow, God. Fill us up, Elder Moshe, and God. In the name of Jesus, God, let us fill up at that spiritual gas station, God, Elder Moshe, God, that we can stay full like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your love, God. Love, Elder Moshe, and God. Love is enough. Number one man commandment, if we love the Moshe, God, it can undercover anything. Love, he called the Moshe. Love will make you hate, he called Moshe. Love will make you love your own enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus, he called the Moshe. Oh, God, how we love you today, God. We thank you for your love, unspeakable love, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, these things we ask you today, God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen, Lord. Have your way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
We give God the praise. God. We praise you, Lord. We thank you. Lord. We give you the glory because you are worthy to be praised.
Yes.
We
hey, glory
God,
to God.
We will celebrate you. We will celebrate you in the times where we are being blessed and the times to where we don't see no other way. We still celebrate you because we know you behind the scenes and you are
Lord.
Up to
Yes.
And we're going to just go ahead and celebrate you
thank
and give
Lord.
You the glory regardless
God.
Of what. Matter of fact, we're going to celebrate you right now for what we could see to come in our life or what's coming our
Lord.
Direction. We're going to go ahead and already celebrate you because we know everything is worked out. And we know that when you got your hand up in him, it's all right and it is in control. And we just celebrate you on this afternoon.
Hallelujah.
I know that it's many of you this afternoon that listening all over the
God.
World. I know you got something to celebrate God about. I know something to magnify His holy name.
Yes, Lord.
I know that there is something you could just give God a thanks all about, because if He have not been on your side, or if He have not been in your life, or if He have not been in your plan, many of you could testify that you don't know what would have happened. Some of you could testify you know what would have happened. But at the end of the day, we thank God that He's been in our life, He's been in our plans, He's been in our steps, He's been all up in our business. And we can just give Him the praise and thank Him, because
Hallelujah.
We know that all things work together for the good, and God is in the midst.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. God will put people in your life just for temporary, just to get you through a season. Amen. That's how much He loves you. That's how much He cares for you. That's how much He sees about you. He'll just have folks just around you just for a season, regardless of what their profession may be, or regardless of who they are. It just gets you on through that season, because He is a protector. He is a keeper. He is God Almighty. And we got to give everything.
Amen.
We give thanks unto Him, and we give Him praise. Amen. We give Him the praise. We give God the praise. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I'm about to get happy. Mother Jackson, I'm finna get happy. You know how we preachers do. My goodness.
All right.
I know Mother Helen, she cocking loaded and ready to go, but I'm about to get happy. Just to testifying of the goodness of Jesus and everything
Lord.
That He done and He's still doing. And
man,
my God, you don't know we don't know what 2 years or 3 years. Matter of fact, end of this year or next couple of months, a lot of us. All we know, we in the will of God. We're not going to worry about what's going to happen 5 years. All we know that He's going to work it out, because we in Him. That's enough right there just to make me just holler.
Hallelujah. Yes, it is.
That's enough. Right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Just to say thank you. Just to say thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. What a mighty God that we serve. He is an awesome God. And we just give Him the praise. Amen. Listen, I'm not going to move on, because I'm about ready to get a praise break. Amen. We're going to go ahead and shout a little bit more. And we're going to let our very own Mother Helen. God bless you, Mother Helen. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Pastor. God bless you, Brother Jackson. I'll give you my revival and get on out, because y'all done already got a message.
Lord.
And that's when I love it. That means that the Spirit is real. Glory to God.
Is.
I just thank God for this day. I thank God for each time that I can just wake up in the morning and tell Him thank you.
Amen.
And I say, as good as God been to me, I can't help but praise Him.
Amen.
I have to say hallelujah anyhow. I'm giving honor to God, who's the head of my life, to my pastor, Temple, First Lady Lakeisha Temple. I give honor to Pastor Smith, Lady Barbara Elect Smith, to the mothers, the deacons, praise team, everyone that it takes to make up the ADM ministry. And I want to thank all of the listeners and everybody. I send love, peace, and blessings to everyone, the United States, international listeners, everyone under the sound of my voice, new listeners tonight, Evangelist Mamie Hunter, Vera Davis, and Mother Fagan. They're so faithful. They be just steady calling, making sure they got the number right. And for that, we just want to say thank you. Well, last night, Minister Sunita asked a question, how many Habakkuks? And Pastor touched on, we like kingdom living, but we complain, and he talked about Job. So I already start studying, you know, when I get off one Wednesday, I just go right into asking God, what is it I can talk about? What is it that I can encourage the people as well as myself? And I want to ask you a question. Can you stand the uncomfortable? Can you stand the uncomfortable?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever thought about when you're going through uncomfortable situation that is getting to you an uncommon blessing. You know, everybody wants the roses, but they don't want the thorns.
Amen.
Everybody wants the blessing, but not the burden. We
Amen.
Always talking about the devil this, the devil
it.
That. No. Not always. But the burden, God allows you to experience the uncomfortable because he's trying to give you an uncommon blessing. What have you been praying for? What have you been asking God about? A house? Some people want a townhouse, a condo, better job, companion, want a better life, more money, all of these things. Well, I wish I could tell you that you wasn't going to have to suffer, but God got to see, can he trust you?
Amen.
Stop focusing on what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause God gives his worst battles to the strongest soldier. If you would talk to any successful business person, star, whatever, what they went through, they would have a story to tell.
Yes,
and
sir.
We talk,
yes,
think
ma'am.
About Job. And I know that Job, they say he was an upright man and all of this, but I, in my little infinite, my mind, I think that maybe God was still trying to work a little something out in him. Because he had everything, all kind of riches, and just had everything going for him. And the human part of him, I would say maybe he was getting a little too lax, a little too cocky. And, you know, maybe he just didn't want to praise God like he used to. And so that's why God allowed the devil to test Job. And if you want to know how Job came out, just get in the 42nd chapter, which is the last of Job. And they say he had more than he had the first time, more children, more everything. So that lets you know that we sometimes will be like Job. And I'm going to be dancing around in Romans a little while tonight in a 18th verse, your future glory, and the 8th chapter and the 18th verse. He said, I consider that our present suffering are not worth comparing the glory that will be real in us. We know that everything belongs to Christ, but by the grace of God, we can inherit that, some of that also. But we have to go through a little suffering. Sometimes we have unexpected suffering. God can never know him. You'll get to know God like you've never known him before if you learn how not to be uncomfortable in your suffering. So don't run from the uncomfortable. Don't throw in the towel. Go through the situation, but don't let the situation go through you. Get up.
Amen.
Come up. Come out of the pit. Respond differently to your problems. Don't miss your uncommon blessing. By running from the uncomfortable, you may miss it. God has something tailor-made just for us. So don't quit. And I will promise you that you will receive the rewards. And I'm going to go to the 36th verse of Romans 8. He said, for your sake, we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. That means, Paul quoted that to the Christians. He wanted to let them know you will suffer in this life. There's a real risk in living in the Christian life in this world. The unexpected. Take for instance, if you all looked at the news this morning. Here's this old lady laying in her bed, minding her business, and here come a car plowing through her house. See, that was unexpected problems, unexpected trouble, unexpected everything. But we thank God that her life wasn't lost. Nobody got hurt. But these are
Amen.
The things that we have to be on cue. How is your praise? Do you lax in your praise and worship when things get uncomfortable in your life? Do you say, God, I thank you. God, I praise you. I trust you, God. I know you can bring me out. I know that all things work together for the good of those that love according to his purpose.
Amen.
Or do you just have a are you a collar with a holler, just trying to pump and prime, not standing in the, just knowing in your knower that you know God is going to rescue and bring you out? He promised that he would. He said in the 37th verse of the 8th chapter of Romans, he said, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death, nor life, neither angels, nor demons, and nor the present, nor the future, nor anything, powers, neither height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus. That says it all. So walk with your head up. Always know that you can keep looking to the hills on which cometh all of your help. All of your help coming from the Lord. Get in your scriptures. We quote that the Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. If we want uncommon blessings, we're going to be uncomfortable. Everything's not going to feel good. Sometimes it comes in the way of sickness. Sometimes husband and wives don't see eye to eye. Sometimes children act up. Sometimes grandchildren act up. Sometimes you can't meet your needs. But know that you know that all things work together for the good of those that love the Lord and is called according to his purpose. Do you know when Christ Jesus went to that cross and died for our sins? Don't you know he had a little fear? He asked God to take the bitter cup from him, but he realized that wasn't going to happen. So what a mighty God we serve that gave his life for us. So when we're in uncomfortable situations, don't run. Don't respond. Respond to your problem differently. Strive. Have a kingdom mind and knowing that God is going to do something for you in your life that you didn't even expect. Some things that you're praying for, he can exceed that. But we got to hang on in there. We got to stand. Sometimes you got to stand till you can't stand no more. Sometimes you got to stand with tears in your eyes. But, Lord, I stand on you. I will let nothing separate me from the love of God, no matter what. No matter what I go through. No matter what is said. No matter what he said about you,
amen.
God is a keeper. He said no weapon formed against you shall prosper. But he didn't say it wouldn't form, but he said it wouldn't prosper.
Amen.
So when you quote scriptures, take it to heart. Give God, keep giving God the hearty place. Keep looking for that uncommon blessing. Stand, get the rose and take the thorns. So ask for the blessing, but take the burdens that go along with the blessing. Be successful. Yeah. Don't complain. Just keep on pushing and know that God is real. Like I said, it's a real risk in living this Christian life. But, honey, we're going to stand on the word of God. That knows that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That he is our shepherd. We shall not want. He told us to fret not ourselves because of evildoers. The Lord is your light and your salvation. Whom shall you fear? He shall strengthen your life. Of whom shall you be afraid? So love on God today. Give him your sincere praise and worship. And when things get uncomfortable, just take it. Don't run. Don't sweat. Don't cuss. Don't get angry. Just know that God is working something out in you. And remember, read the ending of Job and see what God did for him. We wouldn't have been able to go through all that suffering. We would have run. We would have tucked our tails and run. But God is great and God is wonderful. I hope I have encouraged you today to stay in the race. Don't run when it gets uncomfortable. That know that God didn't bring you this far to leave you. And I always leave you with a little nugget. The will of God will not take you where the grace of God will not protect you. God bless you, and have a very blessed rest
Hallelujah.
Of the week. And I love you, and ain't nothing you could do about it. God bless you all. Back
God
in the hands of Pastor Temple.
Amen, amen. You know, if you're ready for a uncommon blessing, you must have to go through. I caught that. My goodness, Mother Helen.
Amen.
That was very good. That was very good. Many of us, and let me help you a little bit. Give you some understanding of your uncommon blessing. You know that you know when you need something financial to come in to take care of some responsibility, and you cannot wait for tomorrow or 3 days. You need it done now. Amen. That's an uncommon blessing. Amen.
Yes.
When you know that you need God to touch you, touch your body right now because you don't know what's going on. That's an uncommon blessing. Amen. Somebody that knocked on your door or came to you and just said, "Hey, God told me to bless you," and you just down and out. Amen. And they just gave you a courage and word out of nowhere to lift you up. That's an uncommon blessing. And you don't have to go through some uncommon things. In other words, don't throw in a towel. Don't give up. Book of Romans, the 8th chapter, 38th verse, it says, "For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor princes of powers," and angels, what it's talking about, the lower angels, the third that got out of heaven, "nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God." Amen. Nothing is able to separate us from the love of God.
Hey,
basically,
Lord.
My God, I felt that myself. I felt that one. My God. So, in other words, all this devil speaking, we speaking, the Bible already cut us off from it, because that should nothing separate us from the love of God. The things present themselves, things to come, nor powers, princes of palace, nor death, nor nothing should be able to separate you from the love of God.
Hallelujah.
Being faithful, my God, being sold out. Nothing. No sickness, no financial issues, no depression, no rejection, no somebody ain't me and wish me a happy birthday. Nothing. The preacher being church hurt, my God, nothing should be able to separate you from the love of God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I'm gonna put this. Let me squeeze you all just for a minute. I want to squeeze you just for a minute. It's 7 days out of a week. It's 7 days that makes a complete week. We all agree to that. That is 7 days, Monday through Sunday. That's equal up to 7 days from Monday through Sunday. And they consider that. That is considered a 1 week. That is 1 week. We all could agree to that. And it's 24 hours in 1 day. We also could agree to that. It's 24 hours 1 day. Well, if you multiply 7 times 24, you'll get an answer like 168. You'll get 168. So, in other words, it's 168 hours in 1 week. It's 168 hours in 7 days. A whole 7 days is consist of 160 hours. Let's look at this math. Two of these hours go towards your church. One of the hours go towards Bible study. Another hour go towards your auxiliary team meeting or auxiliary prayer. So we don't cover 4 hours. Let's say we very radical. 5 hours, that's Monday through Friday, go towards your corporate prayer. 1 hour a day. 5 hours, go towards your corporate prayer. Then you got another hour, say if your church like to have leadership meetings and just get the leaders, we pray, we still want in the court, 1 hour. That's a total of 9 hours. Are we really sold out and giving God 9 hours out of 148 hours? Are we really giving God, are we really sold out? Are we really saying that is when we quote this scripture, nothing separated us for the love of God? But I really cannot get into a function, or I cannot get into a movement without giving God a proper timing that is due to Him. Oh, my God, I know I got to squeeze. I'm squeezing you a little bit. Amen. So, in other words, I have 158 hours, 158 hours for myself throughout a work week. Nine hours, just being a radical, go towards feeding my spirit, growing, gathering information, sitting around the fire. My God, fasting, communing with the family, with the team, staying in power, for I could keep elevating in Christ. Are we playing games with God, or are we really for real? Let's think about this. Some of us can't even give God them 2 hours out of the week just for a church service. But we want God.
Amen. Amen.
I feel the Holy Ghost. My God, I felt them breathe. He hit somebody. My God. But we want God to come move for us in our life. Some of us, we having a hard time just to sit around the table and get in Bible study for 1 hour, and we are communing with God. But we want God to move for us. Some of us, we cannot even make it a full week, 1 hour, just to sit around. Matter of fact, you're not even leading the prayer, just to sit around prayer and sit around with someone just communing with God. But we want to commune with God. God had to get on me. God said, now you see why that I, when I say no, let no be no. Because if they cannot be faithful for 1 hour, or be faithful for 2 hours, or be faithful for an hour a day, with me, and they got 158 hours where they sleep, they eat, they doing everything they want, and they're giving me 9 hours out of 158. How do you expect for me to move on their behalf? See, this is kingdom thinking. This is not religious thinking. See, religious thinking is a different type of mentality that you feel as though things are obligated to you and to you. No, 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 no. You got to earn your reward. You got to begin to, you got to, like Mother Helen was just saying, you're going to have to pay a price and go through something. But we really do these figures. You see how the enemy really fight us? He don't fight us these 58 hours. He fight us that 1 hour when we want to pray. That 1 hour will be by the hardest time that we have throughout the whole 24 hours a day, that 1 hour. We sleeping fine. We're doing everything we want to do. But when it's time to come around the table and pray, that 1 hour get to fight. When it's time for your local church service, them little hour and a half to 2 hours getting fought. Amen. But we want God to come rescue us. We want God to come lead us. We want God to come feed us. When auxiliary leader calls for prayer or meeting, that 1 hour, I can't make it, or I'm tied up and get fight. 1 hour out of 24 hours. Out of 24 hours. Kingdom-minded people work their schedule. Listen, this 1 hour today, Bible study today, with you all, on the phone, communing with all, it's, regardless of whatever I had going on today, this is the most important hour of today. This
Amen.
One hour right here is the most important hour of my day. Regardless of what went on, what meeting, what transaction, none of that was important when this 1 hour came in place. Y'all hear that? Throughout my Sunday service, our Sunday service, worshiping the Lord, empowering and inflecting, it don't matter what went on throughout the whole week, that 2 hour service is the most important 2 hour service of my day in the synagogue. You got to think about something. If God wants us to stay home, He won't never mention temples and synagogue in the Bible. He will never mention none of this stuff. If He don't want us to feel as though we need a preacher, need a teacher, need anyone to help empower us, He will never mention fivefold ministry. None of that would never be mentioned. Amen? We get things are self-inflicted. The blessings of the Lord is here for you. God is here for you. You're going to have to work the kingdom. Religion ain't going to get you anything but stuck. You're going to have to work it as a Man. Kingdom mindset for you to begin to live free. You can begin to live what you want to live and how you want to live as a blessed person. Like the scripture said, neither death, neither the presence of power, nor power, nor things that is person, things that is to come, nor height, nor depth. Anything shall not separate us from the love of God. My goodness. My God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Are we allowing something to separate us from the love of God? When you make a commitment, you're not making a commitment to that man. You're making a commitment to God. When I make a commitment to Mother Helen, and Mother Helen is one of the leaders of the Mother's Board and Mother Jackson, and I make a commitment to you all, say, hey, I'm going to be a part, I'm going to be there. If I don't show up, I just broke my vow with God, because you are representing God. And everything that you do is for the purpose of the kingdom and for the purpose of, it's not for the purpose of your life. And it's not for the purpose of your own agenda. It's not for the purpose of your house. Or it's not for the purpose of self-building you up. It's for the purpose of the kingdom. kingdom. And when I'm not in my, I don't know who I'm talking to. When I'm not in my function, how do you think you want God to meet your needs and give you one of them uncommon blessings where we cannot be in an uncommon place for 1 hour or 2 hours? It's 168 hours a week. It's 168 hours in a week. How many of them hours we giving to God? How many of these hours? They are the hardest fight hours we have because, number one, we fighting with it ourselves. Because we don't see the value, what the information that we are given, Mother Helen given, different information, prayers that is given. These are this information, these prayers is for to keep you for the rest of your life. These are life change. This is your livelihood. This is your livelihood. The Word of God, prayer, breaking things down. It is your livelihood. It's more value than you going to clock in on somebody's clock, 9 to 5, and you get it's more value than that because that could go away. But once you have that word inside of you, that prayer inside of you, baby, you better believe any doors going to open at any minute. God, you're going to find out that God is a keeper. He is a protector. He is a shielder. You're going to find out that that job was the one keeping you blessed. God was the one that keeping you blessed. Because when that job passed over, God's still keeping you blessed. He's still taking care of you. You're going to find out that it wasn't the God that's keeping you covered. It was God keeping you covered. Because when the doctor's going off by their business, eating and going playing golf and having a fun and having a meeting, God still got you covered. He still got you, my God, protecting you. You will find out that it was God. That's why this is, my God, this information is the most important information that you could get for your life. But the enemy don't want you to see it. He don't want you to see it because he knows once you see it, you're going to really start living. You're going to start living like you never lived before. Think about this. God asked for so little from us. But we can't even give God that little, but we want God to do so much. We want God to do so much. We can't even be faithful to a Christian or godly movement for 1 hour or 2 hours. We got all these excuses. We got all everything else, but we want God to move for us. Think about that. Think about 168 hours out of a week. And God just asking us to give him some time. And I just gave you a radical schedule. A person that just got a sold out schedule. I'm talking about just a 9 hour schedule. 9 hours out of the week. 1 hour throughout the week of prayer, I got my Bible study, I'm going to my church function, and I'm connected with my auxiliary. Think about that. Think about them nine being faithful to them 9 hours, how your life will turn around and how your life, my God, will make it 360. I want to leave that in your side. If you want the uncommon blessing, like Mother Helen was talking about, we need to consider the uncommon things, and we need to consider what God values, what God values, and what we giving him, what we really giving him. Are we giving him something that he'll be able to sustain us for something that he could keep on moving and taking us? Are we trying to write out a check? Are we trying to buy something or purchase something? You can't purchase an anointing. I'm just using this for a theory. We trying to attain something that we don't even have enough in our account to purchase or to receive. We don't have enough because we haven't put in anything. We haven't put in no time. I hope we'll begin to get ready because God done petition us beginning of the month of September. Next month, the first month, he petitioned us for 60 days to be faithful. Be faithful. Those that are listening all over the world to your local church, 60 days, be faithful. You're going to begin to see that things of God are going to turn around into your life. You're going to get ready to see different things going to happen. Amen.
Amen.
Go ahead and be faithful because God is getting us ready. Understand this. Listen, it's no excuses. I'm sorry. Mother Helen, Mother Jackson, God got on me. God says, son, now you see why I don't move. Now you see why I don't do certain things, because if they cannot give me at least 5 or 9 or 8 hours out of 168 hours of a week, and you can't give me that 1 hour of a day or 2 hours a day, you know, working up, or 9 hours for that whole week. Why you want me to move for you again? What you want me to do for you again? Amen? Amen. Listen,
amen.
Kingdom,
amen.
I'm going to move on. Kingdom mind, this is kingdom, and this is what God dwell in. God dwell in kingdom. He don't dwell in all that religious setting and all that kind of stuff. I won't put it in the box. A kingdom mind is a free mind. A kingdom mind is a free will mind. A kingdom mind, God don't force you. He don't make you to do anything.
No, he don't.
All that other stuff, when you say feels though you're forced, you're pushed, and all that kind of stuff, that's not of God. That's not of kingdom. That's not where God dwell at. He don't force you. He don't make you to do anything. It's all about self-will. If you love him, you'll keep his commandment. If you love
Amen.
Him, you'll hear his voice. If you love him, you'll do what's right. If you
it
love him,
will.
Do we really love him? Amen. We're going to tap into another deafness tomorrow at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Mother Helen, Mother Jackson, I thank God for you. Very awesome. Amen. And I thank God for Mother Helen for opening that up, because she went into
Amen.
Some things that I'm going to get rid of. I'm diving into a little deeper when we go into the teacher. She tapped into some things. But I just thank God. Saints of God, I hope you got this and you're catching this revelation. And, yes, it's designed to bring conviction to some of you, my God, because it needs to squeeze you for we can begin to do right, for we can begin to live a blessed, happy life. Amen. We can live
amen,
a blessed,
amen.
Happy life. We got 24 hours in a day and 7 days out of the week. And I total up all them hours, 24 times 7 is 168. That's 168 hours. How many of them hours we giving to God? We can't even give God 2 hours on a Sunday. Amen. We got some excuse with that. We can't even give God an hour without Hillary to pray with them. We can't even give our God 1 hour a morning or 1 hour a day to pray with our co-laborers, to pray with our team and pray with our groups. Amen. But we want God to do all this stuff for us, but we ain't cannot give God at least an hour or two out of our 168 hours out of the week. God bless you all. I hope we can get on the board tomorrow and we can keep going forward. I see you at 7 o'clock a.m. God bless all of you.
Amen.